play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back. We are at Kewaunee High School tonight. Galesburg boys basketball non-conference action continues against the Boilermakers. First meeting between these two teams since the 2018-19 season. In fact, that year, those two teams met in about a week, a non-conference loss right here in this gymnasium, 55-51, a game that Chad Thompson was an assistant coach with head coach Mike Reynolds and remembers all too well what happened up here that night. Streaks came in with just not a lot of energy. Kewaunee was a pretty good team that year and was playing on their senior night and was playing with a lot of energy and emotion and ended up winning that game in a game that Coach Mike Reynolds was very upset about the way his team played that night, the lack of energy, the lack of focus, and maybe even the lack of respect for its opponent. Well, a week later, they met in the regional up at Geneseo, and the Silver Streaks won that game and ousted the Boilermakers, which, again, had a pretty good year that year, and that was just a seven-point game before they lost to Dixon in the regional championship game. So there's some recent history between these two teams and at least a couple of names on here who are part of this roster when we played them three seasons ago, starting with Nico Poe, a 6'1 senior, has been the leading scorer for this team this season and a 5-4 record under head coach Matt Clark. Will Bruno, a 6'1 senior, Jordan Johnson, a 6'2 senior, Brady Clark, a 6'3 sophomore, and Brendan Lewis, a 6'4 senior. For the Silver Streaks, it's the same starting five that has been in place since about the third game of the Thanksgiving tournament. Jeremiah Babers, the twins, Dre and Alex Egyptiaco, Easton Steck, and Cohen Derry. Important for the Silver Streaks to get off to a good start here tonight, Coach Pick, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think tonight they're going to see a mixture between man-to-man and more likely 1-3-1. So the Streaks are going to have to adjust to that. We haven't seen a zone in the last couple games. So, not wanting to rely on that outside shot, continue to do what they've had success doing here early or in this little stretch here where we've won four games in a row was getting the ball inside, working it down there, and then on the kickout we had some open shots and we were knocking them down. So continue that.
In fact, the Streaks shot 10 out of 19 from three-point range up at the Iowa-Illinois shootout in their win over Bettendorf on Saturday. But, again, that's not the philosophy they want to take here tonight. Kewaunee starts in the zone. They immediately go down to Cohen Derry, who establishes position on the left low block and puts it up and in right out of the gate. And there's exactly what you're talking about right there.
Yep, they started out in a 1-3-1 and just a good job working, finding the open man down low and Cohen finished.
2-0 early Silver Streaks. Jordan Johnson, who was in the midcourt circle with Cohen Derry, has it now. Coming out for it is Brady Clark, just a sophomore. Dribble drive up top, down to the right side, and he drove into the lane, stopped and dragged his pivot foot, so Kewaunee turns it over on its first possession.
And I think the Streaks will have some success tonight getting up in the ball handler. I don't think Kewaunee's comfortable and has seen quite as physical a guards as we're going to have.
Left side, Easton Steck on the wing. Fires it into the lane. Alex dumps it down to Cohen. Triple team. The kick out to Babers for three. Open and drains it. And it's 5-0 Galesburg in the early going.
And that pass almost didn't make it to Jeremiah on the backside.
Full court pressure by the Silver Streaks. Dilt Cohen leading the point of that press. Into the front court to Will Bruno. Now 2-on-1 at the other side. They break it. And then a missed layup right underneath by Brandon Lewis. Perfect opportunity. Steck with the rebound. Dre, right side. Fires it through the lane. Tipped out of bounds. Now they're going to give it back to Kewaunee. I thought somebody for the Boilermakers tipped that and knocked it out of bounds. Goes as Galesburg's first turnover. Streaks keep the pressure on. Dre and Cohen in the backcourt. Dre tips it into the front court. A scramble for the ball, a battle. Kewaunee wins it. The three from the wing, off the mark by Bruno. Rebound, Alex. Down court to Dre. Puts it up, and an offensive foul called as Nico Poe got back defensively and drew the charge. And that is the second Galesburg turnover. Five nothing Galesburg. 90 seconds into the game. Streaks keep that pressure on Derry at the point after the Streaks almost forced a turnover on the last possession. Kiwani ended up getting a shot out of it. Poe into the front court, down the right side. Dribble drive, takes it all away for the hoop. He's their leading scorer on the season. Can shoot from the outside, and as we see there, put the ball on the floor and aggressively attack the basket. Right corner step. Around top to Dre. Now left side, JB. Down the lane. Fires it through the lane. Easton cutting baseline. Puts it up and in, and a good feed from Babers.
Excellent pass. He almost threw it, just assuming that Easton was going to continue running and catch it.
Iwani breaks a press. Pull-up jumper inside the free throw line. Good by Will Bruno. And it's 7-4. Streak's lead is 3. Iwani breaks the press and answered quickly. Looks like they were ready for that Galesburg press coming out. They've broken it a couple times now for baskets. Alex drives, kicks it out. Left corner, Steck for three. A little bit long. Weak side rebound, batted out of bounds. No call from the officials yet. Oh, now we're going to have a foul over the back on Dre Egyptiaco. Took a long time to make that call. And Dre picks up his second foul, and he goes to the bench. Carl Dortch into the game. Not even 2.5 minutes in with Egyptiaco sitting down.
I thought it was a good call. I mean, he went in there hard. Maybe put a hand on the waist of a guy that's boxing you out will always get a call.
Poe will bring it across midcourt, guarded by Alex Egyptiaco. Coming out for it, Jordan Johnson. Goes around, a screen on the left side, pulls it back out. Bruno eyeballs the three, gives it back to Poe on the left side. Picks up his dribble, skip pass left side over to Brady Clark. Drives inside, penetrates, kicks it over to Lewis on the wing. Swinging around back up top. Poe attacks from the left side, blocked by Dortch. Rebound tipped out to the wing, picked up by Johnson. Drives, he'll kick it right side. Lewis from the baseline, circles around and drops out of the rim. And Steck, the second rebound for the Streaks. Into the front court, gets it back from JB. Inlet pass to Carl. Bumped in the lane and a foul on the floor against Kiwani. Forced Carl to take a big lean forward and drag that pivot foot from behind, but he got fouled from the backside by Bruno, his first and Kiwani's first.
I tell you, Nico Poe for Kiwani is put together. He's going to be a tough guard tonight for whoever's on him.
He's an all-state football player. Turnover by the Streaks on the inside pass to Dortch. Batted out of bounds at the other end, and they're going to say out of bounds on Poe as he tried to dribble between Alex and Babers and lost the handle on the ball. Second Boilermaker turnover. 7-4 Galesburg. 3 minutes, 20 seconds into the game. Streaks back on offense. Dre Egyptiaco on the bench with two fouls. Up top, Babers. Inside the arc, skips it right side over to Alex. Dribbled through the lane. The kick out into the corner. Steck pulls it back up top. Skip pass left side. Derry open for three. We got a foul away from the ball. And that negates a three-point basket by Derry on an illegal screen called against Carl Dortch. And boy, we see Carl get called for that a lot.
Yeah, Carl, when he doesn't set a screen traditionally, you know, with your hands kind of down around your waist. He sets it with his hands up around his chest, and those elbows out will get a call.
First foul of the game on Dortch. Four Galesburg turnovers already, not even 4 minutes into the game. The dribble drive, the spin by Clark, got inside of Steck and took it all the way in from the right side for the bank shot. 7-6, Kiwani back within one. Streak scored the first five. Kiwani on a little 6-2 run to cut right back into the deficit. Steck in the left corner. Back up top to JB. Babers swings around to the right side. Alex inside the arc. Back up top. Babers open. Shoots a three. Off the back iron. Rebound. Alex takes it away from Lewis. Now skips it right side. JB through the lane. Tried to find Dortch. Turnover. Kiwani into the front court. Back up top. Quick three by Clark from the wing. Short. And the rebound Steck, but he wasn't aware of Johnson behind him. Tried to scoop it over and stolen away by Kiwani. Six Galesburg turnovers already in this first quarter. And the Streaks' lead is one. Johnson on the right wing, knifing through the lane. Clark got inside of Steck, put it up. Couldn't finish the shot. Too strong off the backboard. Rebound put back. Wouldn't go down for Lewis. And Carl Dortch with the rebound. Streaks dodged a bullet there. Derry into the front court, knifing through traffic. The kick out. Steck hits from the left wing. Easton's second basket of the game. Streaks lead is four. 10-6 Galesburg. Kiwani's had some opportunities here in this first quarter. Back on offense now, down four. Steck climbs up the backside of Clark. And that'll be a foul on Steck. So, some disturbing trends here for the Silver Streaks early. 14 fouls just over 5 minutes into the game. And six turnovers and a mask timeout. Hopefully this team can get settled in here with head coach Chad Thompson talking things over with them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the turnovers are kind of unforced. Unforced. Couldn't think of the word for a second there. But, you know, it's nothing Kiwani is doing special, right? They're just kind of sitting back in that 1-3 zone, 1-3-1 zone, just shifting. And the Streaks are just, you know, trying to make what I used to call it was trying to make the second pass instead of the next pass. You know what I mean? Instead of passing it to the next guy and letting him throw it to a man that's open, we're trying to make that, you know, the next pass or that second pass, and it's just not there right now. And so the Streaks need to calm down a little bit offensively, continue to get the ball inside, move it around, let that defense shift, find some openings. It just seems like they're, you know, the one pass kind of shot here the last couple of possessions. And then defensively, you know, the offensive rebounds, it always seems a little bit early in the game that, you know, the teams have gotten offensive rebounds against us and had opportunities. We're just lucky that Kiwani hasn't had a chance to make any of those.
Yeah, I got Kiwani with 10 shots already. I don't know about you, but that's a lot of shots in just over 5 minutes of game time. Silver Streaks, again, because they've turned the ball over six times, have taken only six shots, but they've made four of them. So that's the good news. So keep that shooting percentage up. Just get more shots off.
Mm-hmm.
Leading by four right now with 2:40 to go in the first quarter coming out of the mask timeout. Clark up top. George flashes out to him. He goes around him and dribbles it in from the left side and banks it up and in. The sophomore has scored four of Kiwani's eight, and the Streaks' lead is two. Babers into the front court. Alex just left of the top of the arc into the corner. Ian Dominique into the game. Skips it back up top to JB. Now reverses left to Alex. Drives in. Floats it up with the right hand. Banks it in off the backboard. First basket of the game for Alex. Good to see get him untracked early. Did not score a field goal in the Streaks game, second on a Saturday or Friday. And we've got an illegal screen. They're going to call it on Alex, trying to fight through a screen.
Yeah, he just tried to bump the cutter, and he just bumped him a little too hard. Maybe that's Alex just being strong and the other kid being, you know, not as strong. I don't know.
Five team fouls on the Streaks now. Only one on Kiwani 6 minutes into the game. 2 minutes to play first quarter. Quick three by Brady Clark right side. Missed it badly. Flat-footed rebound on the weak side, Cohen Derry. Streaks lead 12-8. Looking for more here on this possession. There's Derry with it on the right wing. And we've got a foul away from the ball. We got another screen called against Carl Dortch and a foul. Derry fired up the three. No, they're going to call this one on Kiwani, it looks like. That'll be on Nico Poe. His first. Second Boilermaker team foul. So twice there's been a foul with Derry squaring up to shoot a three-pointer. Babers after the inbound. He'll teardrop it up and in just inside the free throw line. Dribbled around his man. Got free. 6-point lead Streaks. 14-8 with a minute and a half to go first quarter. Poe across midcourt working against Alex. A screen set out high. There's a defensive switch. Dortch on him now. Poe trying to square him up. Shoots from the free throw line but missed it. Got the matchup he wanted. Just couldn't take advantage of it. Ian Dominique with a rebound. Left side Derry into the corner. Quick three by Ian. A little bit long. And the rebound pops back out into the hands of Brady Clark, who mishandled it briefly. Now controls. Kiwani into the front court. Clark taking it all the way, went around Derry, got the finger roll, bank shot off the backboard to hang on the rim and drop through.
Nice finish with the left hand by the sophomore.
Clark with six. 3 of 6 shooting already in this game. 4-point Galesburg lead. Right corner Derry, back up top to Babers. Skip pass deflected, Poe fell down, finds its way to Dominique, but he missed the three. Long rebound pops out to Alex, stripped out of his hands, and Dominique chases it down. On the right side, Babers with it. JB out to Alex for three. Good. And Alex with a basket and now a three-point basket and a foul as players got in position for the rebound. They're going to call that one on. Yep, there's the official count the basket sign. Oh, and it's a foul on James Conner for Kiwani, so the Streaks are going to get the ball back.
13, Bob.
So this could end up as a 5, maybe 6-point possession here. So the streak's up 17-10 now, and the three-pointer by Alex. And the foul in the lane against James Conner at 6-3. The inbound up top to JB. He'll try to teardrop it in again from the free throw line. That one wouldn't go down this time. And Conner the rebound for the Boilermakers. Clark dribbles, kicks it into the corner. Poe from the right wing. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Derry into the front court. Steck trying to get to the low blocks on the right side. Cut off by Conner there and pulls it back out. Streaks hold for the final shot with 10 seconds to play. Now down to 6. Babers between the circles, working his way left. Fires it right side. Steck with a step back on the line, and it's short. And no basket at the end of the first quarter. Streaks lead by 7 after 1. 17-10 over Kewaunee on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantarini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with 2 fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
One quarter gone at Kewaunee. Brad Binowitz, the Hall of Famer Jeremy Pickrell here. Clark Burnett, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg leads the Boilermakers 17-10, starting the second quarter now. Poe, little crossover dribble up top, jump stop in the lane, throws it at the feet of Jordan Johnson, nearly turns it over, saves it out to Brady Clark, and back out into the hands of Blaze Lewis, a 5'10 sophomore, into the game at the quarter break. Poe on the left side, swinging around back up top to Johnson. The give and go to Clark. They keep it on the perimeter. Bounce pass in the lane. Conner mishandled it. Resettles himself. Puts it up in the baseline. And the weak side rebound, Nolan Carl, after the miss by Conner. Galesburg back into the front court. Babers into the lane. Derry threw it away. 7th Galesburg turnover. Poe with the steal. Down the lane. Got caught in the air. And before he comes down with it, throws it behind him to Conner, who kicks it over to Clark for 3. 17-13. Kewaunee back within 4. Poe got caught in the air without a plan. He was an inch away from landing and traveling. Now Babers at the other end answers with his own three-pointer. He's got 8, and the lead is back to 7 at 20-13.
And the streaks continue that hot outside shooting that we've had going into last week.
Clark with 9 for Kewaunee. Babers with 8 for the Silver Streaks. Babers all over Clark right now up top. Has to pass it away with Poe coming out to help out. A minute and a half gone here in the second quarter. 20-13, the Galesburg lead. Sophomores won tonight, 51-45. Poe looking things over. Couldn't take his eyes off that right side. Now Conner comes out to help out. Poe gives it right back to Conner on the give and go. And he mishandled the pass. Turns it over. Derry picks up the loose ball. Babers brings it into the front court. Babers around his man down the left side. Skips it into the corner. Dominique for 3. A little bit short. And the rebound on the weak side to Jordan Johnson. Ian's got a couple of good looks at it here early on, but he hasn't knocked one down yet. Back at the other end, Clark, dribble drive, the kick out to Poe in the corner. Gives it right back to Clark. Back up top to Johnson. Puts the ball on the floor left, working against Nolan Carl. To the left side, pass over to Blaze Lewis. Drives, dumps it off. Conner in the lane, got blocked by Easton Steck. And the rebound to Nolan Carl, and a foul in the backcourt. Poe trying to chase down Babers in the backcourt. And Poe, Nico Poe, just picked up his 2nd foul. And a bit of frustration from the Kewaunee senior. Leading score on the season, only 2 points in the game, though.
It looked like James Conner was going to get an easy layup. 2 streaks go at him. I think they both may have gotten a hand on the ball for the block.
5:45 to go first half. 20-13, Galesburg by 7 with the ball. Steck off the left wing. Inside Alex. Quick touch pass into the corner. Derry hits a 3. Finally, Cohen gets off a 3-point basket without a foul away from the ball, and he knocks it down for a 10-point Galesburg lead. Poe stays on the in the game with those two fouls, brings it into the front court. Hands off to teammate Clark. Nearly lost it. Picks it up. Poe has it. Now gives it back to Clark on the wing. Not much floor spacing going on right now. Now Poe backs away. Gets it into the corner from Clark. Pulls it back up top. Good defense by the Streaks. Not a lot of ball movement there on the part of the floor right below us. Now he's going to square up, shoot a three. Streaks backed off him. Poe misses the three. And Alex with a rebound. Second of the game for Egyptiaco into the front court to Babers. Right wing, skip pass left side. Dolan Carl, touch pass up top to Derry. Now Babers fires it through the hands of Nolan, cutting in baseline, who was open. But JB just threw it too hard, and Carl couldn't reel it in.
Yep, really nice find there by JB. Got caught in the air, but still had the man open. Just put a little too much heat on it.
Dre Egyptiaco back in for the Streaks. Again, he also with two fouls. There was still over 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter when Dre sat down. So 4:40 to go here in the second quarter, back into the game. Poe drives, kicks it over right side to Blaze Lewis, reverses it back up top. Now Johnson with it at the top of the key. Spin move in the lane, gets it up over Nolan Carl. Can't finish off the shot, though, and it's Alex with another rebound. He's got three here in the early going for the Streaks. Pulls up top, left corner. Steck fires a three, airballs it, weak side, finds its way to Dre. He can't hit the left side shot under the basket. A scramble for it. Dre gets it, and the kick out to Alex to the top of the arc. Pulls up inside, now pulls it back out. Derry into the corner to Steck. Steck back to Alex, left side of the lane. Jump stop down the lane, strong into the basket with a bank shot up and in. He's got seven. Streaks got three opportunities at it, took advantage of it. 25-13 Galesburg, under 4 minutes to play for the half. Poe on the right wing below us. Cut off, now kicks it out. Will Bruno back into the game, up top to Johnson. Jordan Johnson looks over the floor, gives it right side over to Bruno, trying to work around the screen. There's a defensive switch. He passes it away to Poe. Poe guarded by Alex Egyptiaco. Steck guarding Blaze Lewis away from the ball, who has and now has it on the left side. Lewis puts the ball on the floor. Looks like he carried the ball as he mishandled it. Got the ball on his hip. No palming called. And now into the corner it goes to Poe on the near side. Misses the three-pointer. Ball deflected around. And Nolan Carl gets up there and snatches away his third rebound.
Solid defense by the Streaks there. A lot going on that possession. They just hung with them.
Dre will bring it into the front court with three to play for the half and a 12-point Galesburg lead. Derry steps into another three, right side, in and out. And the rebound into the hands of Jordan Johnson for Kiwani. Good look by Cohen from the outside. Ball just refused to find its way through the bottom. Poe with a dribble drive left side, gets it up and in. He got Dre to back off as he was going man-to-man for him right down the left side of the lane, and he got just enough space to get it up and in over Dre.
Yep, kind of used Dre's momentum against him, kind of paused a little bit on the drive.
Dre to answer at the other end, misses a three. Derry reaches over the top of Poe, trying to poke it away, and Poe falling out of bounds, steps on the baseline, and the Streaks are going to get it back. But first a mask timeout with 2:29 to play in the half, 25-15 Galesburg by 10. We'll take a break with them. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
For the latest in local business listings. You don't have to scroll through endless job searches only to find openings 50 miles away. Find jobs available right here, right now at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
2:29 to go first half. Silver Streaks leading Kiwani at Kiwani 25-15. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Kiwani tonight. Pick and I traveling in a 2021 Nissan Altima. I would just call it white. If it's not quite white, it's some shade of white, but it's white. And you were impressed as soon as you got in. Well, you commented right away.
Yeah, those Altimas are a smooth ride, man. This one's all decked out, leather interior, you know, the works. So really nice vehicle.
Had to pass a couple of times on a two-lane highway, and I was able to accelerate and get around very quickly with that great acceleration of the Altimas. Also a heated steering wheel, which will come in handy tonight. Heated seats as well, which we might want when we first get into the car after the game here tonight. Roman Wilson into the game for the Silver Streaks. Has it on the right side. Streaks playing a little keep away up top, trying to find an interior opening in this Kiwani zone. Babers steps up to it. Now Roman's going to shoot over it and hits a three. Wilson knocks it down, fresh in off the bench. And the Streaks' lead is 13, 28-15. Roman's first three of the season.
Welcome to the game.
Clark double-teamed in the corner, skips it out. Swing pass quickly to the left side, Blaze Lewis. Now into the corner, Nico Post. Still playing with those two fouls. Drives in on Steck. Pushes it back out to Bruno. Now back up top, just to the left of the arc. Poe has it. Minute 40 to go for the half. Streaks lead by 13. On the left side, Lewis. Front of the Kiwani, faithful on the far side. Dribbles to the low blocks. Roman Wilson cuts him off. Pull it back out. Now Lewis has it on the wing. Tries it again. Into the lane. Tries to pass it through the lane. Alex deflects it. Streaks with a turnover. Five Kiwani turnovers. Bounce pass right side. Dre, wide open from the wing. Drains it. His first of the game, and the Streaks lead by 16 at 31-15 now.
Just continuing to stay hot from the outside of the Streaks. Shooting a well over 50%.
Lewis tries a crossover dribble, shakes Wilson briefly, recovers, gets back, and pulls it back up top. Clark with it on the right side, goes around. Dre from behind the backboard somehow got the angle to the side of the hoop and got it in. Tough angle, but he made it work. Streaks lead is 14. Quick answer at the other end. Dre hits a 15-foot mid-range jumper. And the third foul of the half on Nico Poe. And he will have to go to the bench now. Dre with a chance at a three-point play.
And not something you've seen the Streaks do. We're either shooting the outside shot or we're driving all the way in. Dre just pulled up. And he's about to shoot. Get this. I just looked at it. The first free throws of the game.
Yes. With 47 and a half seconds left in the half. Yeah, first free throw for either team. There's a discussion going on by the officials here. I'm not really sure. The official down low in front of the hoop now bounces it to Dre, so he seems satisfied with whatever he was asking about. Dre missed the free throw. Steck came flying in from the left side, got a hand on the rebound, but couldn't control it, and it's out of bounds back to Kiwani.
That's crazy. We've gone through the entire half and have shot one free throw.
That's
for both teams.
And it's been an up-and-down game, too. It's not like there's a lot of standing around without much movement going on. Streaks go full court press here. Both teams with five team fouls. Inbound to Lewis. Gets it in just out of the outstretched hands of Dominique. Now they fire it into the front court to Bruno. Left side back to Lewis. Goes around Dominique to the left side, but he missed the runner. And the rebound, Steck. Into the front court, Dre. Going one-on-two. Has it poked away from Kiwani, denying the transition. And the Streaks will inbound from the corner. Easton's got four rebounds in the first half. Cohen Derry back into the game. Nolan Carl off the bench in the second quarter has three rebounds. So he and Alex right behind Steck with four to lead the Streaks. Alex inbounds from the corner out to Dre with 30 seconds to go. Back to Derry on the wing. Streaks go a little offense for defense here with Roman Wilson sitting down. They go back door to Cohen, and it's high. And it's off of him with two defenders defending him. And I got a little bit of an argument from head coach Chad Thompson, who's perplexed by that call. So nine turnovers on the Streaks. Back to Kiwani with 15 seconds to go for the half. Into the front court. And a foul away from the ball. Goes against Will Bruno. Nice job by the Streaks as it was Brady Clark on the dribble. Tried the crossover. And Bruno got tied up with Jeremiah Babers trying to set a screen as Dre flashed in from the outside going for the steal. That just looked really sharp and for the Silver Streaks defensively.
Well, and kind of bailed us out there after that turnover we just had. So
that's true.
Chance for the last shot here.
Down to 7 seconds. Babers, left side to Dominique. Now into the corner. Dre with a quick three off the front of the rim. Rebound out to Dominique. Has to fire it away. And it's off the mark. Don't know if he got it off before the buzzer. Wasn't good anyway. So the Silver Streaks take a 16-point lead into the locker room, 33-17. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics. Of course, get a word with the coaching staff as well. We'll visit with Mark Harden as Pickle head down and talk to the coaching staff coming out of the locker room. Galesburg by a 16-point lead at the break. Sophomores winners as well tonight. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Well, then why are you following them?
Right. Respectfully, right. By the way. Respectfully chasing down the jurors on this case.
And keeping our distance.
Respectfully.
But running a red light. That's why I got pulled over.
Yes.
Right.
You friggin' liar.
Well, he looked both ways before running it, so it was very respectful. Golly.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Happy holidays. This is Sarah Yem. We are once again teaming up with Costa Catholic Academy for the 12 Days of Christmas Countdown. Go to galesburg.info, keyword Costa, to learn all about this incredible holiday fundraiser. Daily cash prizes. Nearly $10,000 to be given away in 12 days. Then, one lucky ticket holder will win their choice of $20,000 cash or $20,000 towards a vehicle of their choice from Yem Auto Group. For all the details, go to galesburg.info, keyword Costa.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
A little bit of a slow start for the Silver Streaks here tonight. But they've led the entire way, scored the first 5 points of the game. Kewanee crawled back within two at 10-8. Galesburg led by 7 at the break. And then Kewanee was only within 4 early in the second quarter. Streaks hit a couple of threes, had a little 8-0 run to build it to a 12-point lead. And it feels fairly comfortable here, up 16, but it's kind of funny. I guess just Streaks have really played well defensively, I guess, more than anything. It's been a little erratic and a little ugly at times offensively. But we're sitting here with a 16-point lead, so what do we have to complain about,
yeah,
I guess?
I mean, not a lot of fouls called in the game. Nope. It's been a pretty clean game defensively for the Streaks. You said it. The Streaks are doing a good job on the dribble handoff. They're trying to set ball screens, trying to get something that they can turn and go to the hoop. And the Streaks are really just not letting it happen. And then offensively, the Streaks are just continuing to shoot hot from the outside. Yeah. If they're going to sit back in that 1-3-1 zone, all of a sudden, the last three games, we've been shooting 50% from three-point range, and we're continuing it tonight.
Who'd have thunk it, huh?
I know.
Even Roman Wilson comes off the bench. I mean, he wasn't on the floor for 15 seconds. He fires one up and drains it. So let's take a look at the first half stats. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and that speaks to the confidence that the Streaks are playing with right now. You know, the next man up, everyone – when they see one go in, then they believe that they can knock it down, and it just kind of is contagious like that.
As long as you're taking good three-point shots.
Correct.
33-17. Let's take a look at the team statistics here at the half. What do we show, Pick?
We are losing the turnover battle. Streaks have 9 turnovers to Kewanee's 6. We're winning the rebound battle, though, 16 to Kewanee's 9. I have the Streaks shooting 6 of 13 from two-point. 7 of 15 from 3-point.
Wow.
For a total of 13 for 28. The Streaks 0 for 1 from the line. That's the only free throw in the game so far. The Boilermakers are 7 of 17 from 2, 1 of 7 from 3, 8 of 24 overall, and they have not, like I said, attempted a free throw.
33-17, the Galesburg lead. We'll take a break here at halftime. Pick's going to head down. Talk with assistant coach Mark Harden. I don't know if there's many games going on this close to Christmas. We might be the only game in any town going on right now. We'll check Twitter, see if there's other scores, and we'll certainly come back with the individual scoring in the first half as well. Galesburg by 16 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
So I just pick a present.
Then you pick another present.
Hoping the second present picked
is the same as the first present picked.
Yes, and if it is?
You win the present.
The present that I picked?
The present that you picked that matched the other present you picked.
So after I pick the present that matched the other present I picked, I win the present?
Precisely.
Listen for your chance to call in and play. Keep track of the game board on our website, WGIL.com.
With Royal Cleaning in Galesburg.
Pick a present from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
Kids are getting a little older now. We needed something a little bigger. Brad and I had worked out at the YMCA. We were talking, and I said, let me call Brad and see if we can get in a nice home.
That's Jarvis Hargis, a.k.a. Mr. Toyota from Cunis Toyota. So when he called me, Bradley Hicks was Century 21 affiliated, to help his family find a more spacious home, I was honored.
I need something with a yard because I have dogs. We found a nice house on the corner. It just looked cozy and comfortable. Brad said, if we make a move now, we may be able to get you in there. Lo and behold, he pulled his magic and we got in the house.
Buying or selling? Visit BradleyHIX.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
The official WGIL forecast, clear skies tonight, overnight low of 17. Sunny tomorrow, high of 35. Some clouds tomorrow night with an overnight low of 26. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 48. Low of 35 Thursday night. The extended forecast, the outlook for Friday, mostly cloudy and a high of 56. Christmas Eve, an overnight low of 30. And Christmas Day, sunny and 45. It's 21 at WGIL.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at Kewaunee. Brad Benowitz, Jeremy Pickrell here. Silver Streaks leading 33-17 over the Boilermakers. Let's go down courtside with Pick, who's got assistant coach Mark Harden.
I'm here with assistant coach Mark Harden. And coach, great job defensively by the Streaks. They're trying a lot of dribble handoffs, trying to set ball screens, and the Streaks not letting it happen. What do we need to do to keep that up?
Just do the same thing. Our energy, keep our energy up, and make sure that we're not allowing them to, you know, get past on stupid things like reaching or anything like that. We just need to make sure we're standing in front of them, give them one shot, and getting the rebound like we've been doing.
And offensively, we continue to shoot high from the three-point range. We're still sitting at 50%. Early on, we were getting some looks on the inside. Just talk about what they're doing defensively and, you know, what's leading to our success.
Defensively, they're playing that zone, which when we swing the ball, we have a lane to drive, and that's getting us a lot of open threes or open layups and floaters that we're hitting. So long as we just keep attacking, we'll be fine.
All right, Coach, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks. Our thanks, as always, to assistant coach Mark Harden joining us here at the half. Let's run through the individual scoring here. With the Silver Streaks leading at Kewaunee, 33-17. 11 of those 17 Kewaunee points belong to sophomore Brady Clark. 6 in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter. He is 5 of 8 shooting, including 1 of 2 from 3-point range. Nico Poe has 4. Will Bruno has the other 2. For the Silver Streaks, leading scorer, Jeremiah Babers with 8. Alex Egyptiaco has 7. Brother Dre has 5. Easton Steck, Cohen Derry each have 5. Roman Wilson off the bench has 3. Ian Dominique and Nolan Carl and Carl Dorch have not scored for the Silver Streaks. Easton Steck, the leading rebounder for the Streaks, with 4. Nolan Carl and Alex Egyptiaco each have 3. Jordan Johnson has 3 rebounds to lead the Boilermakers. 33-17, the lead for Galesburg. Sophomores won 51-45. And the freshmen were playing in an auxiliary gym. I haven't talked to anybody. I don't know. Of course, we were sitting up here waiting for the sophomore game to end at the same time the freshman game was going on. Do we have any idea? Do you know who won?
No,
I don't either. So see if we can find that out. Streaks fans are close by to our left here, so we can probably get somebody's attention at some point and find out how that freshman game turned out. And also, the freshmen and sophomores are playing in a tournament up in the Quad Cities. It's kind of a Western Big Six tournament in a way, but Champaign Centennial's there. Quincy, Alum, and Geneseo are not there, but Champaign Centennial is there and some other non-Western Big Six school. So the sophomores and the freshmen both played Meraki and Moline last night.
Yep.
And then have, I think, 2 more games on Thursday. So the sophomores and freshmen are probably a little winded. 2 yesterday and turned around and play one so quickly again today, I would think.
Getting a taste of what the varsity guys have experienced here last week.
All right, ready to start the third quarter. Set the lineups for you. Steck, Alex, Derry, Dre, and Jeremiah Babers. Same 5 for the Streaks to start the second half. Quick entry pass And a good read from Brandon Lewis coming from the backside, intended for Cohen Derry. And he saw that one coming, batted it out of bounds. On the inbounds out high, Dre, the catch and shoot, off the mark, front of the rim. Rebound, kisses off the backboard. Now Alex reaches in. Poe rebounded for Kiwani. Alex reached in and fouled him. That's his second.
Just kind of a silly foul there. You know, this guy's got position on you. He secured the rebound. Just kind of cut your losses and head back to the defensive end.
Nico Poe, Brady Clark, with two leading scores on the season and in the game. Clark with a quick three, had 11 in the first half, misses that three, coming out of the blocks in the second half. And a good job by Cohen to grapple onto that rebound down low in a lot of traffic. Alex, Dre on the outside. You're going to find Babers down below us from the wing, off the back iron, rebound off the hands of Steck. And Clark controls for Kiwani. Two threes for the Silver Streaks coming out of the gates in the second half. And a dribble drive by Poe in from the right baseline, banks it up and in. 33-19. Streaks by 14. JB will walk it across midcourt. Kiwani extends that 1-3-1 zone a little bit. Tried to get it into the corner of Derry. Kiwani gets in, knocks it loose, takes it away. Other end, Poe with a drive. And off the back iron, but a foul called against JB. And Kiwani coming out looking sharp here in the second half. And the Streaks, kind of flat-footed a little bit here in this first minute.
Man, a little quick on the trigger, you know, offensively. You'd like to see them work the ball a little bit more. You can settle for a three at any point in time in the offense, but you'd like to see them work the ball around, kind of get into the flow of offense, and then take those threes.
Foul on Babers. Nico Poe at the line hits the first free throw. He had four the entire first half. He's looking for his fourth point of the third quarter in just the first minute. And he has it. 33-21, the Galesburg lead is down to 12. Babers will walk it across midcourt. Dre from the outside. Now Derry down below us, drives baseline, leaves it off into the lane. Good feed to the left side. Alex pump fakes with a head and shoulder, gets his man to bite, and banks it up and in for the low blocks.
And look at that. Patient on offense, work it around, take your time, you get a layup.
Got it into the interior. Spin move in the lane. Clark going too fast, lost the handle on it, picks it up in the lane, now turns, just forces it up, and found it into the basket. Fixed it a lot right there defensively, but just couldn't get the ball. Dre on the right wing. Cohen down below us in the corner. Bounce pass feeding through the lane. Alex again with a pump fake in the lane. Kicks it out. Babers driving in from the left side through the lane to Derry. And he got held as he tried to post up and work his way into the low blocks. A reach foul called on Jordan Johnson. This is his first.
And getting Streaks getting penetration on that defense because they're forcing the zone to work back and forth.
Lob on the inbound to a cutting Steck with a catch in the layup. And the Streaks caught Kiwani napping. 37-23, Galesburg with a quick strike. Back up 14, Clark at the other end. Dribbles to the baseline and then turns. Works his way sideline into the front of the basket. Gets it up and in for his 15th point. And it's 37-25. A quick three by Derry from the corner. Airmails it. Weak side rebound, Nico Poe. Quick three by the Streaks. Kiwani at the other end. Clark again down to the right side of the lane to the low blocks up and in. He's got six. Poe has four. Kiwani has 10 already in the third quarter after scoring just 17 the entire first half. Dre feeds it through the lane to Derry. The reach in by Poe and the ball dribbles out of bounds. Last touch by the Boilers. Down to a 10-point lead at 37-27. And an official's, 30-second timeout. 5:17 to play. Here in the third quarter, Galesburg by 10. A little frustrating here, Pick. Don't like what we see. Again, Kiwani is still down 10, but they've taken 7 points off the lead in less than 3 minutes of this third quarter.
Yeah, we're just in a little bit of a lull right now coming out of halftime. And, you know, thank you to Kiwani's coach for taking a timeout and giving Coach Thompson an opportunity to kind of rally the troops here a little bit and wake them up. We'll see how we come out of this timeout.
Alex will inbound to the left of the basket. And no substitutions for the Silver Streak, so it's the same five starters. Into Cohen, now to the outside Dre, right back into the corner to Cohen. He likes to drive in from that right wing, hard to do against this 1-3-1 zone. Bounce pass in the lane to Easton, had it knocked away, skips it back out to Babers. Lob on the inbound to Derry. Feeds it through the lane. Alex couldn't handle it. Streaks turn it over. Poe with the outlet. Coming into the front court. Down the right side. Fakes the pass. Drives into the lane. And a held ball called as he attacked the basket. Streaks tied him up. And the Boilers will hang on to it on the alternating possession. So the Streaks have two turnovers to go along with 0-for-3 from three-point shooting, and they've been outscored 10-4 here to start the third quarter. Quick three by Bruno, long from the right side, and Dortch couldn't secure the rebound. Kiwani gets it back. Dribble drive by Clark, blocked, but a foul as he had it in from the left side, attacking the basket. Had the opportunity to get the rebound, couldn't lock onto it on the weak side, and another chance for Kiwani, and Dortch picks up his second foul. And right back to the line, Kiwani. No free throws by the Boilers in the first half, only one for the Streaks, and now their second trip to the line in the first 3 minutes and 18 seconds of the second half, and Clark's first one is off the back iron. That's the only place he's missed since the first quarter. He's made one, two, three, four, seven shots in a row from the field, but he missed the first free throw. Steck gets a breather. Dominique back into the game for the Streaks. The sophomore Clark makes the second free throw, 37-28. Kiwani has that lead down back under double digits at 9. Streaks led by 17 at the half. Here's Alex on the right wing. Cut off there, jump stop in the lane, into the corner to Derry. Curls around, skips it back up top. Dominique will fire the three and hits. Good to see Ian get off the schneid. 0-for-4 in the first half. Back to a 12-point Galesburg lead, 40-28.
And good for the Streaks to see the ball go through the hoop finally. Kind of went through a lull there.
Poe down the left side attacks. Streaks hold their ground defensively. Loose ball picked up off the floor by Babers. Into the front court come the Streaks, trying to build that lead up again. Left side, Alex on the wing. Oh, he got called for traveling. Got the happy feet going before getting the dribble started. That's 12 Galesburg turnovers, three here in the second half. Halfway through quarter number three, 12-point Galesburg lead, 4:03 to play. Third quarter, 40-28 Silver Streaks. Kiwani with the ball, though. Nico Poe into the front court. Left side, Johnson. Swinging around into the hands of Blaze Lewis, and a foul sends Jordan Johnson to the deck, and that'll be number three on the game now on Alex Egyptiaco. So Alex with three. Dre and Carl Dortch each with two. And Egyptiaco gets a seat, takes a breather, 3:55 to play third quarter. Officials timeout for a mask break. 40-28 Galesburg leading at Kiwani on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
40-28, Silver Streaks lead Kiwani by 12. We are in a mask timeout. 3:55 to play in this third quarter. And Kiwani's definitely been the better team for the first half of the third quarter up to this juncture. What do we got to see from the Silver Streaks coming out of this timeout here, Pick?
A little bit of fire. You know, I think the Streaks can create some offense and create some energy and momentum to swing back our way by picking it up on defense. Right now it seems like Kiwani's real confident in running their offense, and the Streaks aren't making them as uncomfortable as they were in the first half. So Streaks going to have to come out of this timeout with a little bit of fire.
They've been very active offensively, and I feel like they've made the Streaks chase defensively more than establish position. Poe down the right side of the lane, gets a jump stop to the low blocks, and a foul called on Galesburg. He dribbled into a double team. Babers played pretty good defense, working his way down the lane with him, but it's JB who picks up the foul. Derry came over for the help side defense. Well, Galesburg picked up five quick team fouls in the game. Kiwani had only one at the time. And we're right back at that same position with 3:47 to go in the third quarter. Galesburg with five team fouls, Kiwani with one, and Nico Poe at the line hits the first.
And I feel like I jinxed them a little bit. You know, I told Coach Hard, man, you guys are defending the perimeter, you know, defending the ball real well. And they just haven't here in the third quarter.
Back to a 10-point game, 40-30. Gelsberg leading by 10. 6 points in the half for Nico Poe, 7 for Brady Clark. And a travel called on Ian Dominique. The double team flashed at him, and he panicked with those happy feet. Bruno back into the game for Kiwani. Jordan Johnson sits down. 4 Gelsberg turnovers in the half, 13 for the game, just 6 for Kiwani. I don't know the Boilermakers for a single turnover in the second half so far.
0.
Poe in the backcourt. Gets around a screen. Brings out Dortch defensively. Passes it away to Lewis. And he stepped back as he started the dribble. He popped that plant, or he popped his lead foot backward, and it hit the sideline. So there is their first turnover. Thank you very much.
Credit goes to you.
Yeah,
good defense.
3:20 to go, third quarter. 10-point Gelsberg lead. That's the good news despite it all. Entry pass, Babers in the lane. Got knocked off balance, and he'll get 2 free throws here. Shot went off the front of the rim. He was knocked off kilter trying to get squared up to the basket, and he just couldn't get enough oomph on the shot to get it up over the rim, but he will get 2 free throws here.
I thought there was contact. I wasn't sure if there was going to be enough contact that the refs were going to call it, but fortunately they did.
And JB hits the first free throw. His first point of the second half. He's got 9.
Don't be surprised if the Streaks come out with a little full court pressure here, try to, you know, push the envelope.
Be a good time to set it up, wouldn't it?
Well, and they drop
and
back.
They don't.
So much for that.
I liked what you were thinking. Babers hits both free throws, 42-30, the lead back to a dozen for the Silver Streaks. Poe down the right side, the kick out, drew the defense. Clark missed the three, though. Babers on the run with a rebound, pushing it into the front court, down the left side, gets back behind him to Dre. Fires it right back to JB in the lane. Quick release, missed it. Got his own offensive rebound. Dribbles out of it. Fires over to Ian. Up top, Dre. Down the lane. Tries to weave through the lane, and he got caught in indecision. They said he left his feet, and he came back down and traveled with it. Streaks attacked the interior there. Got it to the inside to Babers, of all people, the point guard. Not one of the big men inside. But Streaks couldn't finish it off. Lewis with a catch up top. Curls all the way down. He came from the left side, around the top, all the way down to the right side, and in for the layup. 10-point Gelsberg lead. First basket of the game for the sophomore, Blaze Lewis. Into the left corner. Alex drives, leaves it into the lane. JB again, the kick out into the corner. Dominique for 3, hits it. Swished it.
It felt like a big one right there.
Yeah, it did. 13-point Gelsberg lead, 45-32. Lewis at the other end, faked the 3, drove lane, got caught on the baseline as he passed it away and turned it over. 8 Kiwani turnovers now. Streaks lead by 13, trying to build it back up here with just over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Yep, we need another bucket right here. We need another bucket right here.
Ian's knocked down 2 threes here in the third quarter. 0 for 4 in the first half. 2 for 2 from behind the arc in the second half. He's open on the wing. If the Streaks can find him, they'll keep it up top. Left side, Steck dropped the ball, had it slapped out of his hands. Now Alex fires it back into the corner. Steck will shoot the 3, missed it. Ian tips it over to Dre, who then tips it to himself and pulls it back out. Into the corner, Ian for another 3. Got blocked this time by the big guy, Connor, and it's out of bounds as he comes down with the ball down the near sideline, and the Streaks will keep it. Lewis sits down. Jordan Johnson back in for Kiwani. Nope, now Lewis will stay in. It'll be Poe who sits down with a minute 38 to play third quarter. 13-point Gelsberg lead, 45-32. Alex to inbound to JB, right back to Alex. Thought about the 3. Inlet pass to JB. On the opposite side, Dominique again for 3 off the back iron. Alex with the offensive rebound got fouled by Connor on the putback. Boy, I love Alex's game here tonight. Mm-hmm. He's been struggling offensively, and he's gotten more involved in the offensive attack here, and now he's going to get a couple of free throws as a result.
Well, he was active on the backside. Anytime there's a 3, you assume that it's going to go, you know, to the opposite side of the hoop, and he got position. Good job by him keeping the ball high on the rebound, too. You got to assume if he brings that ball down, the hand's going to get to it, and he's not even going to get the shot off.
Misses the first free throw. Second one is good, though. Alex with 10 in the game now. Streaks lead by 14, 46-32. Clark at the point with Poe out on the bench late in the third quarter. Stops at the high post, kicks it out to Will Bruno. Works his way to the right side of the arc, hands off to Blaze Lewis. Little head and shoulder fake, passes it away to Clark. Now entry pass to Connor on the give and go to Clark. Lost it out of bounds. You could see what they were going to do. Connor wasn't about to shoot the ball there, and he was trying to do the give and go with Clark cutting in from the left side, and he mishandled it.
I was just getting ready to say we need to take advantage with Poe out of the game because he seemed to be the guy that kind of got the steamrolling there early in the third, and here he does, enters back into the game.
Yep. Figured he wasn't going to be out for the final minute 40. Comes back in with just over a minute to play. Mabers, free throw line, down the left side, high off the backboard. Got the foul, though. He'll go to the line shooting two. Dominique and Alex quickly over to help him up. Good teens sportsmanship there. Connor picks up his third foul. And the second time he fouls the Silver Streak in the last two trips down the court. 58 seconds to play, third quarter. Mabers back to the line, 2 for 2. 10 points in the game. First one up and in. JB comes in at just under 56% from the free throw line on the season. That's so good to see because of how much he struggled in the first, I don't know, eight games maybe. Second one up and off the back iron. Rebound, Steck goes high for it, attacks the basket and finishes. Five rebounds in the game for Easton Steck, and the Streaks get three out of that trip on the offensive rebound after the missed free throw. Poe with it on the left side, guarded by Steck. Back out to Connor. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Streaks attack him, gets it out to Bruno. That leaves Clark open from the right side, and he hits from three-point range. Brady Clark with 10 in the half and 21 for the game, 49-35. Quick answer at the other end, won't go down for Dre. Clark with a rebound. Quick shot by the Streaks. Kiwani can get points back on the board. Shoots again from the free throw line. Clark does, missed it though. There's Steck with his sixth rebound to lead the Silver Streaks. And Gelsberg can hold for the final shot here with 10 seconds to go. Babers across midcourt. Dre up top. Into the corner. Roman Wilson shot a three earlier. Passes up on it here. Now JB will shoot a long one off the front of the rim and crawls over and drops through at the buzzer. Big three by the Streaks. They regain that 17-point halftime lead on the three-pointer at the buzzer, 52-35 as we head to the fourth quarter on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do your kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time. We all do it, but you don't have to suffer. The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank at Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like First Presbyterian Church, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Thanks to a very friendly roll on a Jeremiah Babers three-pointer at the buzzer. Streaks with a 17-point lead. Entry pass, ooh, to Darius. I don't know how he found that one. And then he has to save it to Roman Wilson and the reach in by Kiwani to tie him up, and the Boilers will get it back on the held ball possession. So I misspoke. I said Babers three helps the Streaks regain that 17-point. It was actually 16-point halftime lead. So as much as they struggled early on in the third quarter, they actually built the lead as it turned out by the time it was all over. Nice final 3 minutes, especially for the Silver Streaks. Brady Clark drives the left side. There's some contact there, no call. And Easton Steck, 7 rebounds now for the Streaks. His biggest night of the season in the rebounding game. Tipped away, bad pass though. Clark reaches in, steals it away. 16 Galesburg turnovers. 52-35 streaks. Clark with a crossover. Blocked by Steck, but a foul called as Clark took it right at him. Steck got him down low, I think. Looked like a pretty clean block up high. But for Easton, that's his second foul. And the 16th foul on the streaks. But Clark in the act of shooting goes to the line. Brady Clark, 10 points, third quarter. 21 for the game. Missed the first free throw. This Kewaunee team has endured some tough times. Their head coach, when the Silver Streaks played him in the 2018-19 season, as Clark makes the second one, with Sean Lewis, he died very suddenly of a heart attack in the summer of 2020 as Babers floats one into the hands of Derry for the jam. Looked like Babers was going to throw another teardrop up there, but it was a lob instead to Derry with a dunk, his first basket of the second half.
And it looks like they tried to get that on the last possession.
18-point Galesburg lead. Baber pokes it away from the backside of Poe out of bounds. But to finish the thought, Sean Lewis died. Sudden heart attack. He's only in his mid-40s in July of 20. So Matt Clark took over the program. And his son, Brady, is the leading scorer tonight. Meanwhile, one of the Lewises on the team is the son of head coach Sean Lewis. Otherwise, he would have been playing for his father at this stage of his career. So you feel for the kids and a program going through a situation like that. Silver Streaks lead here, though, by 18, trying to snap this four-game winning streak by the Boilers. And a good feed from Babers down low to a wide-open Roman Wilson for the low blocks lay-in. And it's a 20-point lead now. 56-36. Back the other direction. Poe attacks and gets fouled. He'll go back to the line. He's 4-for-4 from the line in this game. And the third foul of the game on Easton Steck. 17 fouls, streaks over the limit now. And the officials say this is a 1-1. Foul on the floor, not in the act of shooting.
She's got to figure out how to defend this, the dribble drive. It seems like that's what we're having a difficult time with here in the second half.
And he misses the front end of the 1-1. And Alex in traffic. Contact there, and he hangs on to the rebound. And a good feed. Firing it to an open Steck in from the low block. Same spot Roman Wilson just laid it in. And a four-point turnaround there potentially. Up 22 now, 58-36. And a kick out of bounds by Alex. And, it's odd to me that you say that because in the manual game, we felt like that was a problem early on, and the Streaks adjusted to that and started playing that lower body defense much better.
Well, and I think, too, I think we played a little bit better team defense. Right now it seems like we're concerned more with our man than we are seeing the ball and seeing that drive and being able to help off.
Kewaunee clears out for Clark up top, but he misses the pull-up jumper from 17 feet. Roman Wilson lost the handle on the rebound, falling out of bounds, saved it to Poe, and he misses the runner. And the layup goes, or the rebound goes into the hands of Alex. He pulls up inside the top of the arc. Ooh, it almost banked in and dropped through, spun around the rim and fell out. And Steck gets tangled up down below us with Clark falling out of bounds. And Steck alertly throws it off of Clark, and the Streaks keep the possession. Boy, tough shot by Alex. A little bit strong on a pull-up jumper. Was going to bank it in, and then the shot rolled around the rim and popped out. Bad pass into the lane intended for Marve Bile into the game from Alex. Poked away by Lewis and stolen by Kewaunee. 17 Silver Streaks turnovers. That's the one really glaring stat against the Silver Streaks here tonight. Poe fights into the lane. A lot of contact with Steck there. Just forced it up and somehow got it up and in and banked it in. 58-38, 20-point lead. Wilson, left corner, quick three. Rainbows it up and in. And Roman with eight off the bench on 3-for-3 shooting. 23-point Galesburg lead, under 5 minutes to play. Poe trying to shake off Steck, drives, kicks it back out behind him into a wide-open Brady Clark for three. And Kewaunee answers, 61-41, 20-point lead. Alex into the front court. Right side Steck, right of the arc. Bounce pass to Derry on the wing. Those are the three starters still in the game. Alex pulls up left of the top of the arc, and the rebound goes up to the top of the backboard. They don't say it was out of bounds, so finds its way back to Roman, who hits another three after the long rebound popped out to Derry, and Roman Wilson in double figures with 11.
Kind of looked around. I'm open. I'm going to shoot it again.
Poe with a dribble drive in from the right side. He can't finish. Another rebound for Derry into the front court. Marve Bile. Now Alex with it.
Find him again.
They do. Left corner. It's up. Mm. And it's off the mark this time. When he let it go, it looked good.
That was the heat check.
Kiwani with a rebound. Under 4 minutes to play in the game. 23-point Silver Streak lead. Clark drives to the left side. Just throws it up with the left hand. Got it in. He's got 6 in the quarter and 27 for the game now.
Kind of an unorthodox shot. Unorthodox drive, but this kid's finding a way to get it done and keep his team within striking distance.
Steck, left of the arc. Free throw line, Bile. Had Alex cutting in from the right side. Marve got caught up in the air, but he gets it away to Steck. Into the corner to Alex. Goes around his man, and coming out, Clark fouled him. Just his first foul of the game. So he's the leading scorer in the game, and that's only his first foul with 3:22 to play. And a mask timeout. Streaks lead by 21, 64, 233. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Kiwani tonight. Pick and I traveling in a 2021 Nissan Altima with the white money. I guess I didn't check the mileage on it. And I didn't even check the price. But, you know, if you're interested in a car, you better be checking the website every hour. From the conversation I had with Jeff Plank and Chad Warren out at the dealership earlier today, they get a car in and it just, yeah, it just turns over very quickly. In fact, there were some cars I noticed out there when we went out to pick up the vehicle on last Monday for the manual game. Then we had another vehicle. No, sorry. We didn't have another vehicle again until Saturday when we went up to the shootout. Mm-hmm. A couple of those cars were still there that I noticed on Monday when we were out there. And they said, no. They've already been bought. The owner's just coming out to pick them up. They've had sales to people from the Quad Cities. From Morton. Where was the other place they told me? I mean, people are coming in from all over because they have the inventory, and they said it's very difficult to even advertise what they've got because as soon as they get it, it goes.
And you said that there were 4 cars on the showroom floor, and all 4 of those were spoken for.
Yeah, and there were 2 in there today when I was in there. Dortch back into the game, backing his way in, fights for position, establishes it, but then can't get it up and in from the low blocks. Marquez Logan into the game for Kiwani. So, again, Galesburg Nissan continues to get inventory, which is tough in these times right now because of chip shortage and delivery issues. So keep your eye on the website at Galesburg Nissan. If they see something you're interested in, you better give them a call quickly. A runner and a miss by Kiwani. Nolan Caro with a rebound. Gives to brother Aaron in transition. The kick out back to Nolan. Feeds it out to Dominique for 3 and hits. Ian with 9, all in this half. 67-43, Silver Streaks by 24. There have been some nice statistical contributions in this game from several players. I mean, obviously, we've been talking here late in this stage of the game. Roman Wilson's 11 points. But Nolan Carl has 4 rebounds in limited time. 3 of those came in very active time in the second quarter when he was into the game.
And Mason Kimmett getting an opportunity to get into the game for the first time this year.
Good to see Mason back as well. He was not with the team for any of those 4 games in the 6 days last week. Streaks force a turnover. Dortch picks up the loose ball. The dribble drive, and he dribbled it off his foot out of bounds. 18 Galesburg turnovers.
And then flies into the wall about 100 miles an hour, as only Carl, you know, would do because he plays so stinking hard.
A couple sophomores into the game who are probably a little tired. They played 3 games in 2 days, and now Kiwani turns it over. A pass to James Campbell on the far side just went right through his hands out of bounds. Geno Williams into the game along with Jace Keith. Again, we talked about 2 games in a sophomore tournament yesterday, and then the sophomores won their game earlier against Kiwani, 51-45. Mason Kimmett, left side of the arc for 3, off the front of the rim. Rebound on the floor to Campbell, who just turned it over on the other end, dribbles it into the front court, streaks, poke it loose. 13 Kiwani turnovers. Geno, down the lane, bank shot up and in. First basket of the game for Williams off the bench, 69-43 streaks. On their way to their 10th win of the season as Kiwani turns it over again. They've got 5 in this quarter, 14 for the game. But these are turnovers that come late in an inconsequential time. Final minute and a half of the game. Jace Keith curls around up top. Kimmett, left side over to Geno. Now down to the baseline, Keith. Jace dribbles it back out, and they'll reset. Entry pass into the lane, and Kimmett driving to the basket down the left side. Got tangled up, and he'll get a couple of free throws here. And for Mason, he's shot his first field goal attempt of the season, and now he gets his first free throw attempt of the season. So this is his third game in limited time. And a minute 12 to go in the quarter and the game, and the first free throw off the back iron with one more coming. Good to see Mason get into the scoring books. If we can get a point down here. He is, I think, the only player, who hasn't scored yet this season.
Come on, buddy.
So, second free throw, takes a deep breath, puts it up and in. 70-43 Silver Streaks. They've outscored Kewanee in every quarter, including the third when it was kind of labor time early in the first half, especially the first 4.5 minutes or so, but they finished with a flurry. Here's a block at the other end. Geno Williams picks up the loose ball. Here's Nolan Carl for three. Ooh, in and out. Rebound Quintero for Kewanee. Like the way Nolan squared up and shot that ball, just wouldn't go down. Quick three at the other end, off the mark. Rebound tipped out, chased down by Kiwani's Marquez Logan, and he gets, well, no, just a substitution timeout for Kewanee. Final 33 seconds as the Streaks will win their seventh in a row and will be 10-1 heading down to Taylorville next Monday, where they will open against Decatur Eisenhower. And a shot up and in by Clark Heron, who navigated his way down to the low blocks on the left side. At the other end, Aaron Carl. Turnaround jumper from the baseline off the back iron. Rebound Quintero for Kewanee. Into the front court, final 5 seconds. Left side, Heron on the wing. Skip pass right side. Batted out of bounds by Jace Keith, who didn't really look entirely. He probably could have just caught that ball, but he just slapped it out of bounds with 0.8 seconds left. It's Kiwani's ball, and the official is begging somebody for the Boilermakers to come over and take it. All they have to do is inbound it here. It's deflected out to the wing, and that's the ball game. That three-pointer should not have counted. He should not have gotten that off in 0.8 seconds, but that's okay. The crowd enjoys seeing Yahiel Tirado score, and that makes the final score 70-48. Silver Streaks are 10-1. Sophomores won as well. And our post-game show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Here at Yem, it's been a big year for Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. During our Big Finish event, take advantage of year-end savings, because the best gifts don't always fit under the tree.
Jingle all the way with Jesse J. at Yem Chevrolet.
during our Big Finish event, get year-end savings on new Ram trucks. A new 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn Quad Cab 4x4, 0% for 72 months.
Shop our Big Finish event now at YEM, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Tax title license doc fee extra with approved credit.
You can pick a present. You can pick a present from the Pick a Present board. The Pick a Present board has plenty of presents to pick. Make a match and you could catch the Christmas spirit quick. When others pick and make a miss, this is good for you. But when it's your turn, don't crash and burn or others will laugh at you. Furniture tools, cleaning, bright shiny diamonds and more. Barbecue, car detail, and gift baskets galore.
Listen for your chance to call in and play. Keep track of the game board on our website, WGIL.com.
With Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg.
Pick a present from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Tyler Gum from WGIL. Mark your calendar for the second and third Friday of each month when the Oaks Senior Center hosts a dinner and country and oldies music show and dance. Dinner starts at 5, the band begins at 7. They're seating for 100 with a large dance floor, so come out to 176 Farnham in Galesburg. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
The official WGIL forecast, clear skies tonight, overnight low of 17. Sunny tomorrow, high of 35. Some clouds tomorrow night with an overnight low of 26. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 48, low of 35 Thursday night. The extended forecast, the outlook for Friday, mostly cloudy and a high of 56. Christmas Eve, an overnight low of 30. And Christmas Day, sunny and 45. It's 21 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win at Kewaunee 70-48. Galesburg finishes this first stretch of the season, heading into the holiday tournament with a 10-1 record. And head coach Chad Thompson joins us now. I thought he might be up here pretty quickly after this win. Of course, one more day at school, so we know we got to get back in town. Don't want to get the kids back too late for one more day of school. Coach, congratulations. Just before we talk about this game individually, just first of all, 10-1. 10-1 heading into the Taylorville holiday tournament. What a great start for you as a head coach of this program and for these kids. And I know we've seen a lot of growth, but just congratulations, first of all, on where this team is right now.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really has been a great start for us. You know, we set the goal. We set the goal of win these five games in this kind of crazy stretch we had with some very emotional wins, with some wins where we were kind of able to run away with it. But overall, like you said, the growth has been great. The guys are getting along. They're a fun group to be around. So obviously we would like to have that with Moline, but we get to play them again. And we're really happy with where we're at heading into Taylorville. We're going to take tomorrow off, well-deserved. We'll practice one more time on Thursday before the holidays. But no, we really like where we're at. It's a fun group to coach, and we're going to just keep building from here.
Early third quarter, a little flat-footed coming out of the locker room. Kewaunee brought a little more energy, but a really good, strong second half of that third quarter to build that lead back up. And we were talking about how it felt like we were kind of slogging through that third quarter, and then all of a sudden JB hits that three at the end of the third quarter. We look down. And we outscored them, and we were ahead by more at the end of the third quarter than we were at halftime. So what kind of got the momentum going again there?
Absolutely. You know, I thought JB did a great job all game. I really think he's just continued to develop and push his game. And one thing we talked about was if we start off slow this half, because, you know, we could tell the legs were getting heavy on some guys, you know, some different things have been going on. But we were going to move JB to the high post and let him isolate and play one-on-one and kind of create. And you saw with Ian hitting a couple of threes, he got loose for a three because they were so keyed on him in the high post. He kind of leaked out when we ran that C2 set there at the end of the quarter. So I really, really liked our energy at the end of the game. I thought our guys off the bench again came in and did a great job at the end. We were able to make some different lineups. How about Roman tonight? I mean, coming in huge, huge. He hit some big threes in those quarters, and we needed them. Not necessarily for the scoreboard, but we needed him for our energy and for, again, building our team going forward. Roman is a guy. He got sick early in the year and missed some practices, missed some games. But he's a guy that we count on and we trust to do things the right way off the bench, and he's going to be big for us as we build this program. So just a great second half by our guys to grow that lead, and then our bench came in with some great energy and finished the game the right way.
I think the three that he hit in that first half was the one when you picked said, oh, we needed that one. That,
big
that,
time,
it
yeah.
feels better now mm-hmm. when we got that one.
Yeah, I mean, when he hit that, it just seemed like we were going through, like you said, a little bit of a lull, and then he knocked that down. We saw the ball go through the hoop. Maybe we could relax a little bit.
Absolutely. I thought we were a little quick to shoot the three again tonight as well. I think that was a result of shooting it so well against Bettendorf. You know, they kind of packed in our guys, identified them as non-shooters, and we had a great day on the line. And, you know, playing a zone that leaves some things open on that quick reverse or that skip pass. I thought Cohen settled a couple times. I thought Dre settled a couple times. But when we got back to getting inside, and all that kudos to that go to Alex, Easton, and JB. They did a really good job in the second half of getting the ball inside and getting us organized. So, you know, it's a great team win. And some of our best players tonight weren't at their best, and we were able to still get a big win. And I think that is, again, it's another sign of growth for this team, because I'm pretty sure our leading scorers tonight, none of them were named Cohen Derry, who's been kind of backpacking us in some ways this year offensively. And he didn't have it going as well tonight, and it took other guys to step. It's no knock to Cohen. He's been our leading scorer and arguably our best player all year. But tonight he just wasn't quite on his game, but I thought other guys really stepped up and played well.
You hate to be hypercritical in a 22-point win, but as you as you know, like you're kind of a perfectionist. You want to get better every time out. The one glaring stat I think for me is the turnovers tonight. So a lot of them were unforced. Do you think that that's a result of well, we have 18 total. Do you think that's a result of just that long week and then a Tuesday knowing that school's going to finally be out and we're going to be on break tomorrow? Or what do you think was the cause of that?
I think just what you said, it's mental lapses. You know, we turned the ball over 6 times against Bettendorf just a couple days ago and in a game that was very high pressure, high intensity. And this game had great crowd here tonight. He wanted to. Awesome crowd. We came out a little stagnant, and we talked about, you know, wanting to force the ball inside. And that's we took the word force to its full meaning there in the first quarter. We were in the first play of the game, we got Cohen for a layup right away. Mm-hmm. That was not a great look. He made a great catch and finish. We saw it go in, and we're like, that's going to be there all night, but we got to get it in there in a much more efficient way. And we did a really good job, I thought, of settling it at times. But, no, it is what it is. It's mental fatigue, and it's just taking a little bit for granted, you know, that we've been able to get the ball inside against zones better this year than Galesburg basketball has in the past. And I think we took it for granted in spurts tonight, and we'll get that corrected. Again, that's the mental growth of the game that these boys are going through right now. And really, I'm still seeing, you know, Ian gets his shot blocked from a three, knows it's not a great three, but then doesn't back down from the next wide-open look. And that's that mental growth. You can't shy away from the moment. So no, we're going to continue to grow and grow, and I like where our guys are at.
And kind of to your point, there were several times where we're underneath the hoop at point-blank range, guys like Cohen, guys like Alex catching the ball, and it's almost like they were being too fruitful with the ball, you know, wanting to share it a little bit too much with their teammates. And you've had balanced scoring, so how do you balance that?
Oh, we're just going to tell Cohen quit passing so much. That's what we're going to tell him. Shoot the ball. Alex can go rebound it for you. But, no, those guys are great finishers inside. And today it is. It was like we got caught in this little thing of, okay, now it's your turn to shoot it. And that's not who we are. We are an unselfish team, but we're such an unselfish team, we want you to selfishly take shots.
Just finding that
balance.
It's
that balance. And this was the first time I've really seen that all year. It's a good problem to have because our guys are wanting to share the ball. And it's one of those things that in film we can really correct and dig into heading into the holiday tournament, because you know we're going to see a 1-3-1 at some point playing 5 games in 3 days. We're going to see a 1-2-2. We're going to see a 2-3. So it's a good learning experience for our guys.
All right. So you mentioned the holiday tournament, an opportunity, finally to legitimately rest now. And, of course, there is a holiday coming up. I know you're not going to practice on Christmas Day, so there's a day off already. But knowing that, as you've alluded to already a few times in our pregame interview, and we talked about it on Saturday also, you know you've got now 5 games in 3 days coming up. So what do you take from this 10-1 start, knowing that you've got these days, so that you keep this momentum going? You don't want to give them so much rest, I know, where we just kind of untrack ourselves going into that tournament. It's kind of a balance here to find what's going to work here. So what are you going to do?
For sure. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to take tomorrow off. We'll take tomorrow off. It's definitely something that they've earned through this stretch.
Yeah.
Finish the term the right way. We told our guys the most important thing is we get out of here and you go to school tomorrow morning. That is the most important thing next up on your list, and then you're going to rest your bodies. Thursday we're going to come in and get a couple hours in, work on some different things, get a ton of shots up, guys that need some rehab things, we'll get that taken care of. We'll take both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off again. And the beauty of the Taylorville tournament this year is that it starts on a Monday, mm-hmm. and Christmas is on a Saturday. So we're going to get that Sunday to come into the gym, work on some different things, break down our first opponent in Decatur Eisenhower, who I've seen some things on already. They play hard. Man, they play hard. That's going to be a big energy matchup that we're going to have to match right away. So we're going to take it day by day, and we're going to check in with our guys. Even the days we don't practice, we'll check in with our guys, see how they're feeling. We might open up the gym. We've talked about maybe doing something if they want to come in and shoot extra, do something like that. But our set practices, we're going to go Thursday, Sunday, and just get these guys some time with their families, because they've definitely earned it as well, because we're asking a lot of them, and a lot of guys, as in everybody on our team, is really stepping up to the plate so far this season.
And then we have a 4 o'clock game on Monday. We're the first game of that tournament. So do you try to get them in and even just do like a little walkthrough in them before you get on the buses and head down to Taylorville?
Absolutely. We're going to do a walkthrough, and then we're going to do a team lunch as well before we head out. So we'll get that taken care of Monday morning. Walkthrough, team lunch. Still probably let them head home and see their families one last time, something of that nature. Coach Hawk's better at that scheduling stuff sometimes than I am. He's got a right itinerary all planned out months in advance. So, but, yeah, we'll make sure they're fed, ready to rock and roll.
Merry Christmas, Coach.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you.
Great start. We look forward to seeing you down at Taylorville.
Appreciate it.
Chad Thompson of the Silver Streak stopping by after Galesburg wins at Kewaunee 70-48. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the team stats and the individual scoring. Give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game as well. As Galesburg is 10-1, more post-game coverage comes up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
All right, adding up some team stats here. Sounds like we might be going with my numbers tonight.
Oh, man.
You're already on break, too, aren't you, Vic?
I'm ready for one. There's no doubt about that.
Let's see. How about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, first of all? I think we were leaning this way. And then Coach Thompson, as we got to the break there, I mean, he was really leaning on us hard to go that way. So
he always seems to drop in with the guy that we're thinking about to put that extra pressure on us. No, I mean, Roman Wilson coming in off the bench. It was good to see him, you know, shoot well from the outside. But like Coach said, at that point in the game, we were definitely in a lull offensively. And for him to, you know, knock down that first three and kind of give us, you know, able to catch our breath, see the ball go through the hoop. And then, you know, there in the fourth quarter, he just kind of caught fire. And it's like, keep finding the guy the ball and see what he can do. Mm-hmm. He had some buckets down low, you know, finding some space down in the zone. So, great job by Roman Wilson, our crunch time player of the game.
All right, we'll take a final timeout, and we'll work on some stats here a little bit more. Make sure we're actually in agreement here on what we got going on here, because I'm looking at our three-point shooting, and I'm thinking, I think I may be way off on this, because that doesn't seem possible. So we're going to check some numbers here. Roman Wilson, our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and we'll come back and wrap it up from Kewaunee after this final break on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Your holiday shopping all wrapped up?
I still need something for Mom, and I have no
idea what to get my husband.
During Melton Jewelers holiday sale, you can get 20% off everything in the store, and it's a great place to find gifts.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
And your mom would love their hand-painted Julia Nightline.
Wrap up your holiday shopping locally and save 20% on everything right now at Melton Jewelers. Offering extended holiday hours Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sundays, noon to 4. They're even open Christmas Eve till 3. Melton Jewelers on East Main Street in Galesburg, when trust is a must.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. I have the night off. Dom Giordano will be filling in for me with coverage of the big news stories of the day right here.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
I had it wrong.
I think we're better now. I think we got this figured out, folks. Although I still haven't finished adding up the Kiwani individual numbers. There we go. All right, let's go over our final team stats now that we think we're pretty much on the same page. So
okay, Galesburg with 18 turnovers in the game compared to the Boilermakers 15. I have Galesburg with a commanding win in the rebound category, 32 rebounds to Kiwani's 21.
Nice.
I have the Streaks 26 of 57. This is where our numbers get a little skewed, right? So I have the Streaks 26 of 57 overall. That's a lot of shots, but this is correct. 13 of 32 from three-point range.
Incredible.
It's crazy. But, you know, we have been shooting it decent the last few games, so that's what they're giving us. Why not? 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Kiwani, 19 of 47 overall, and 6 of 9 from the free throw line.
Individual scoring. I just got to add this up really quick. 13 of 32. So that's almost 41% from three-point range.
It's not bad.
Take that at really any level of basketball. All right, individual scoring for the Boilermakers. Leading scorer for the entire game, sophomore Brady Clark, had 27 of their 48 points, and the kid just got it done in all kinds of different ways. Next up, Nico Poe with 12. He was their leading scorer on the season coming in, and then a big drop-off. So that's 39 of their 48. Yahiel Tirado with that three-pointer at the end of the game. Clark Heron, Will Bruno, and Blaze Lewis each had two. For the Silver Streaks, four players in double figures and one player with nine. So
that's awesome.
To take that anytime. In fact, you were talking about that balance. What was that, the Burlington game?
Yeah,
I think?
We've been talking about that balance. Scoring all spread out makes you difficult to guard.
So here's how it played out. Yeah, I love it. Jeremiah Babers with 14. Easton Steck, Roman Wilson each with 11. Alex Egyptiaco had 10, and Ian Dominique had 9. Then you go to Cohen Derry, when he's your sixth leading scorer in the game. That's probably a good sign. He had 7 tonight. Dre Egyptiaco had 5, Gino Williams had 2, and Mason Kimmett got his first varsity basketball points of the season. Everybody else got in except for Carter Clary, Marve Bile, Nolan Carl, Jace Keith, Carl George, Aaron Carl. None of them scored, but Nolan had 4 rebounds, and I was even liking him as a candidate as a Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. I mean, he had 3 big rebounds in the second quarter, and those were key at the time. They didn't result directly in points necessarily, but those were big rebounds at the time. And when Coach Thompson was advocating for Roman Wilson as Crunch Time Player of the Game, saying that is crunch time for Roman. When he's out there and when he contributed, that was definitely crunch time for him. Well, those rebounds that Nolan Carl got were kind of crunch time for him too.
Yeah, I mean, guys just getting an opportunity to play, and you want to have an impact on the game somehow.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be points. It can be rebounds. It can be, you know, by your defense and stepping up, knocking down free throw, whatever. Any way that you can impact the game, you want to. And guys got an opportunity tonight, and it was good to see going into the Christmas break.
All right. And again, next broadcast at Taylorville, Decatur Eisenhower, the opening opponent at the Taylorville tournament. 4 o'clock is the scheduled tip-off time. In fact, there shouldn't even be a scheduled aspect. It should start right at 4 o'clock as the first game of that tournament next Monday. Unfortunately, you won't be able to be with us, so we'll see you on the flip side in the new year. So,
Vic, right.
Merry Christmas and
same
Happy New Year. And
same to you.
Glad to have you along for the ride, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
I'll be listening on the radio.
All right. Well, we'll try to be getting you a win from down there.
Let's get her done.
All right. 5 games in 3 days. Next Monday is when it starts at the Taylorville Tournament. Hope you can be with us as the Silver Streaks will open with Decatur Eisenhower, followed by Mount Zion and Taylorville on Tuesday, and then position games and championship games coming up on Wednesday. Streaks are 10-1. They sweep 2 here in this gymnasium. The sophomores winners by 6, 51-45, and the varsity wins at 70 48. For Clark Burnett at the downtown studios, for the Hall of Famer Jeremy Pickerel, I'm Brad Benowitz. Merry Christmas, folks. We'll talk to you from down in Taylorville. Have a wonderful holiday, and we'll talk to you then.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.